This podcast service from News Talk WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting. They know what's inside.
WHCU News Time 7:19. So it was announced this week that the National Transportation Safety Board wants states to ban all cell phone and personal device use by drivers while they're on the road. Does that seem a little bit harsh or a little bit too much? I mean, don't we have these hand-free devices? Let's bring in Steve Wicker, Cornell Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, to discuss this. Steve, you refer to this as a sledgehammer approach. Explain that.
Well, I think it's a bit of overreach. I think there are solutions that'll, you know, get us to the same point, safer drivers, without limiting the speech of those drivers. I'm really concerned about limiting the use of the cellular platform in this way.
I got to tell you, I can't imagine not being able to talk on my cell phone while driving. Now, I use hands-free, and most of the cars these days are being made with Bluetooth or hands-free devices.
Well, exactly, and I read through the report, and I didn't see much evidence that hands-free cellular use, particularly voice, was causing a problem. It's primarily the texting that I think is the issue. Hands-free doesn't seem to be an issue.
But they're suggesting that states ban that part, too. So would there be a compromise that they could find?
Well, I think there's clearly a compromise. The existing laws in states like New York, California, even most states in Europe, really go after the use of the handheld phone, but allow for hands-free devices. People can still talk. They can still get on talk radio. I think they've found that nice balance between getting the safety impact and still letting people speak.
Well, not only that, but there is this whole communication and linking each other. You know, you call your friends if you're heading over their house. You know, staying in touch and knowing that somebody's safe on the road is such a key part of what we do now.
Oh, it's huge. I've got an 18-year-old daughter. I like to be able to reach out and know exactly where she is. She's not supposed to text me. She has to talk. But, I do appreciate it, and keeping in touch with friends is great.
We're talking with Cornell Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, Steve Wicker. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board does not have the authority to ban cell phones, right?
That's exactly right. They make recommendations, and then the individual states pick them up and decide whether or not they want to follow through. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think this is an opportunity for a lot of us to speak up and say, this goes a little too far.
Now, but you say we can compare this perhaps to the seatbelt mandate that, again, states had to make the law, but the NTSB pushed it very hard.
That's exactly right. But as with seatbelts, you know, this is something that car manufacturers can help with, making sure all cars have hands-free capabilities.
And, of course, if it does go that way, the federal government could hold back, I imagine, highway funds and whatnot if a state does not agree to what the NTSB wants.
That's always, you know, it's very interesting. We have, we've given the states the rights to control the roads and so forth, and the government can reach in and play with that. We saw that with speed limits, but the speed limits, we got some pushback over time.
Well, it took a while, but yeah, now, you know, we're up at 65 and much higher in some other parts of the country as well. It'll be fascinating to see how this plays out, and I would agree with you, the texting seems to be the bigger problem, and it also is a growing problem as more and more people are doing it.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Speaking as a very bad texter, there's no way I can drive and text. But I do use hands-free to speak, and that seems to be much easier.
And, you know, it almost feels like we can't go backwards. Of course, we wouldn't even know what we were talking about 30 years ago. Car phones were a true novelty then, but it seems now everybody's got a cell phone.
Well, that's exactly right. It's become a very important part of our lives, both social networking, politics. There are many kinds of speech that we engage in on the cellular platform.
All right. National Transportation Safety Board wants to ban all cell phone use by drivers, including hands-free. We'll see where that ends up. Steve Wicker saying that probably goes a little too far. Steve, I think I agree with you on that one. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it was great to talk to you once again.
All right, WHCU News time, 7:22. Let's get a check on what's happening in the WHCU newsroom. We turn to Jeff Dunn. Jeff?